Okay, let's start. I assume that a bunch of other people are going through Rav Asher, and I suppose I completely understand. All right, no connection to this week's parasha. Just I was poking around, and obviously in Va'aschanan in 2 weeks we have Aseret HaDibros, and I was thinking of maybe doing a unit on Aseret HaDibros. You know, we never cover all of them because sort of just you pick one for that week. So I want to talk about Kibud Avaim. I want to talk about Kibud Avaim, you know, in and of itself because it's fascinating, but also as kind of the key, the dibur or the transition within Aseret HaDibros. We've all learned, you know, since we were little kids that there are two luchos, and on the first luach are mitzvos bein adam lamakom. Sorry, you know. Anochi Hashem, lo yelecha, lo sisa Hashem, Hashem akecha lashav, Shabbos, and then Kibud Avaim. And on the other ones are all the lows, lo tignov, lo tinaf, lo tirtzach, lo tachmod. Those are all the Beinam lachaveros. And the question is, to which group does Kibud Avaim belong? And there are really three possibilities. The first is, no, it belongs to the same group as the rest of the first five. It's a Bein Adam Lamakom. The second possibility is no, it's the transition. It belongs to Bein Adam Lachavero. The one I'm going to push today, which I think, you know, most people see it that way, is it's both. There are elements of Kibud Avaim that are Bein Adam Lamakom, and there are elements of Kibud Avaim that are Bein Adam Lachavero. And one of the areas in which this might play out is how broadly we understand the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim. I think most of us, you know, for our whole lives have assumed that Kibud Avaim translates into obedience. You know, so if my mother tells me, you know, wear a sweater, it's cold outside, I think, you know, we always assume that's Kibud Avaim. And maybe that's true, maybe it's not. But what I'd like to show is that even if it's true, it's different than there's a sort of a core element of Kibud Avaim that's different than wearing your sweater if your mother tells you to. And the core element of Kibud Avaim really is the physical comfort of your parents. Now, I suspect that they never teach you this when you're a kid, because when you're in first grade, there's not much you could do to make your parents more comfortable. You're not going to prepare dinner. You're not going to dress them. You're not going to do any of the things that when they get older, they need. So I suppose that's probably why we weren't taught this as kids, but I want to try to cover these issues today. And I want to finish, you know, early so as not to overlap with the Rav Asher shiur if anybody is, you know, tortured between the two. Okay, so let's start with the psukim. Obviously, Kibud Avaim appears in both sets of Aseret HaDibros, both in Yisro and in Va'aschanan. So the first one, as we know, Kabeda Savicha Vesimecha, the interesting part is that it tells us the reward, which is very rare in the Torah. Why? L'man Ya'arichun Yamecha Al Ha'adamah Asher Hashem Elokecha Noten Lach. So that you should live a long life. Now, probably the translation of Laman as so that is probably wrong. Laman probably means, or likely means, honor your parents. And by the way, if you do so, you will receive a long life. And again, a long life, where else are you going to have it if not Al Ha'adamah Asher Hashem Elokecha Noten Lach? You know, I want to suggest, even though there's no proof for this, that somehow this is tied to the land of Israel, right? We don't normally think of Teaneck as Ha'adamah Asher Hashem Elokecha Noten Lach, even though that is the simple pshat in the pasuk. Okay, in Va'aschanan, you have the same exact pasuk plus an additional clause. Kabeda Tavicha Vetimecha. Here it comes. Ka'ashet Sivcha Hashem Elokecha. That's the new clause. Kashet Sivcha Hashem Elokecha. Leman Yarichun Yamecha, Leman Yitav Lach Alo Adamasha, Hashem Elokecha Noten Lach. Okay, it's more or less the same, except for that clause of Kashet Sivcha Hashem Elokecha. So again, that's an interesting clause, which we'll look at in the Ramban. You know, everything the Torah commands us in theory is Kashet Sivcha Hashem Elokecha. Right? Like, why would you assume that kibud avayim is kashet tzivcha Hashem lokecha and lo tivashel gidi bachalevimo is not? They all are. So, you know, it certainly sounds like, to come back to where we started, the discussion about benon lechaver, benon lamakom, it seems like there may be an emphasis here by the Torah to say, no, this is between me and God and unrelated to your parents. So that maybe we may come back to this later, maybe we won't have time. Maybe, you know, if your parents abandoned you, you were adopted, or your parents are just, bad people, maybe God says, no, you have to honor them because I'm telling you to honor them. And in that sense, in that circumstance, it makes less sense than it does if you grew up with great parents who cared for you. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Kashet Sivcha Hashem Elokecha. But a good place to start discussing these issues is the Ramban on Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisro, source number 2, Kavedes Avicha. And the Ramban really goes to our issue. What's this doing in Aseres HaDibros? Where does it fit in? Says the Ramban. Hinei hishlim kol ma she'anu chayovim b'divrei haborei ba'atzmo u'bichvodo. Says the Ramban, the first four Dibros, they were bein adam lamakom. They were our relationship with God. V'chazar litzavot otanu b'inyanei hanivraim. Now God is turning more to the bein adam lachavero side. V'hitchil min ha'av. The Ramban says av, he means parents. Starts with parents. Shehu litoldotav. Ki'inyan borei mishtatef b'yitzira. The Ramban says, and it's so great, why is kibud av va'em, the transition between ben adam lachavero and ben adam lamakom and ben adam lachavero? The answer is because your parents are godlike. God creates human beings. Your parents created you. And the Ramban says it explicitly. Ki Hashem avinu harishon, God is our first father. Vahamolid, and our parents, Avinu Ha'acharon. They're our last, parents. Ulekach Amar B'Mishneh Torah, the Ramban comes to the clause that we identify, the strange clause in Va'eschanan. Ka'asher tzivisi bichvodi, kein anochi mitzavcha bichvod ha'mishtateif imi bitziratecha. Says the Ramban, what does it mean, ka'asher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha? It means, just like I commanded you to honor me, God, so too I am commanding you to honor your parents. Now, fascinating. The Ramban says, "V'lo piresh hakatuv hakavod." Okay, what does it mean to honor your parents? We know what it means to honor God to a certain extent. There are mitzvos that define it. So watch what the Ramban does. The Ramban now sort of connects the Bein Adam, Lamakom, and Bein Adam Lachavero part. He says, Shehu nilmad min hakavod ha-ne'ermar l'mala be'av harishon yitbarach. You want to know what your obligations are to your parents? They are exactly, and it's not exactly, but they are the same as your obligations to your first parent, namely God. First, sheyodebo shehu aviv. That's fascinating. Just like Anochi Hashem Elokecha, you're supposed to acknowledge that God is God. You have to acknowledge your parents, that they're your parents. V'lo yichpar bo leimor al adam acher shehu aviv. Just like number 2, lo yihi elecha Elohim achrim al panai, says the Ramban, that kind of applies also to parents. V'lo ya'avdenu kiben lirushato, o li'inyan acher shi'tzapem imenu. And just like you're not supposed to worship God in order to be rewarded, so too you shouldn't worship your parents. You shouldn't honor your parents that way. V'lo yisa shem aviv, v'yishava b'chaye aviv lashav v'lasheket. Just like lo sisa shem Hashem alkecha lashav, the same thing applies to parents. He really takes the first dibros. He leaves out Shabbos. I don't know what to do with that one. But he takes the first three dibros and he says, Anochi Hashem, okay, acknowledge your parents. Lo yelecha l'machrim al panai. Don't honor somebody else, or don't intimate, or don't say somebody else is your parents, right? Don't say your parents' name. Lo sisa Hashem alakecha l'ashav. He says, they're exactly the same. Okay? And the Ramban says, that's why, because they're all tied together. So for the Ramban, it really is a transition from the first dibros, which are beinonim lamakom, to the last dibros, which are beinonim lachavera. But literally, the transition is that your parents are related to God, literally in the sense that they brought you into the world, and figuratively that they're above you, and you're supposed to see them in a certain way, and you're supposed to see them in a certain way because God asks you to see them that way, whether or not they've earned it. Okay, we'll come back to this kind of chakira, but I think this distinction between Manam Lamakam and Manam Lachavero, I think we'll see it in other ways. But let's go immediately to the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, source number 3, where the Rambam says, HaMitzvah HaReish Yud Aleph, I'm sorry, number 3, HaMitzvah HaReish Yud, He Shetzivanu Lechabed Av Va'em. Right? We are commanded to honor our parents. V'amaro Yitaleh Kabed Etavicha V'etimecha. Okay, there's not much there, except he quotes a Gemara in Kiddushin, which is really a Sifra. Okay, a Sifra is a Midrash Halacha. It's written by Tanaim. It's a really, really important source, which says as follows. Eizehu kavod. What does it mean to honor your parents? And the Sifra is six examples. Three pairs of two. Ma'achilu mashke, you feed and you give them to drink. Malbishu mechase, you dress them, you cover them. Machnis umotzi, you bring them in, you take them out. Now, I mentioned this at the start. These are not things we're taught when we're kids, because these are not things that kids do for their parents. These are things, as we'll see in a minute, that parents do for us or for kids. And you need to, and it's not like admitting it, you need to have parents who live as long as, for example, I was Zocha, that you take care of them. Right, my father needed caring at the end of his life. And these things that seem weird or seem foreign, you do, right? If your parents need it, then you're ma'achilu mashka, you dress, you do all of these things. It's exactly as it's described. And in a way, without getting philosophical, at least yet, it's like your parents do this for you, I don't know, till age 12. I'm making it up. And then there's like the most of your life, it doesn't exist. And you certainly, when your parents are in their 40s, I guess you could take them out to dinner, but it's not something that they need. But later on, at the end, it comes back. And those things that they did for you, you're now chayav midoraisa to do for them. But again, the Sifra has six examples. They are all what you would call hana'at haguf. They're all physical pleasures that you give to your parents. Now, what about the negative side? What about the fear? So it turns out that's a completely different mitzvah. We'll just read it quickly and then we'll move on. That's the next mitzvah in the Rambam 2:11. HaMitzvah HaReish Yud Aleph, source number 4. He Shetzivanu Liram Me'av Ve'em. You have to fear your parents. V'hu Sheyitznahegi Mahem Kiminhag Mishehu Yarei Mimenu. You're supposed to act as if you're afraid, may be too strong a word, but it might be you're in awe. Sheyani sheu kmo hamelach, like a king. V'yelechi mam kider shelechi mishi yifachei mimenu. V'yarei miagia lo mimenu. Mashi yimas. You walk with them in a way that you would walk with somebody who you're overwhelmed by. The post says ishimo v'aviv tirou. Okay, and then the Sifra says, just like there are six things you have to do for the mitzvah of kavo, says the Sifra, what don't you do to show your fear or awe? Lo yeshev bimkomo, lo medaber bimkomo, lo soter divarav. You don't sit in your parents' seat. You don't speak when they're speaking. You don't contradict them. Okay, that's the flip side of the mitzvah of kavod. Now, you can't help noticing that there's a real parallel here to how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, just to take off on the Ramban, what's exactly the same in mitzvah Reish Yud and Reish Yud Aleph in terms of how we deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer, of course, is Reish Yud Kavod sounds like Ahavat Hashem, and Reish Yud Aleph Mora sounds like Yirat Hashem. And so the model that the Ramban hinted at on the Pasuk, and we've started to discuss, it really seems to play out here. That it's kind of this in-between thing where your relationship with your parents is very much modeled on your relationship with God. That's the Beinam Lamakom part. But there might be a broader part. What would be the broader part? So, you know, when you look at the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah, so he gives you sort of the short version of the mitzvah. It's often expanded upon in the Yad HaChazakah. And here the Rambam does that exactly in source number 5 in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, where Kibud Av Va'Em is found. The Rambam starts exactly as he does in the Sefer HaMitzvah. He says, Ezek Kavod, the same 6 things we read about. Ma'achilu Mashke, Malbishu Mechaseh, Mishel Ha'av. That's a detail is, if your parents have money, you can use their money to support them. V'mein mamon la'av, v'yesh mamon la'ben, kofin oto. V'zan aviv v'imo k'fi mashu yachol. If the parents don't have money, but the child does, then you make, the child has to spend his money. And then we're back where we started. U'motzi u'machnis. Okay, same 6 examples the Rambam quoted from the Sifra and the Sefer HaMitzvos he has here in the Yad HaChazakah. But then it's expanded. The Rambam says, U'mishamsho bisha'ar hadivarim shehashamashim mishamshim b'amet harav. In addition, says the Rambam, and you serve him, you serve your parents, you support them in all the ways that a servant or, you know, a household member or an employee would do. And you stand in front of him the way you would stand in front of your teacher. But when you read the Rambam, you can't help noticing there was no need for the Rambam to quote the Sifra here. Ma'achilu mashkeh, malbishu mechaseh, motziu machnis. He could have just said, what's the mitzvah? L'shamsho, l'shamesh ha'horim, bishar ha'dvarim sham mishamshim mishamshim b'emet harav. Obviously, which by the way, sounds like obedience. Generally speaking, it means, you know, broadly taking care of your parents. It's strange that the Rambam quoted the 6 specific narrow examples found in the Sifra, and then quoted more broadly, you know, taking care of your parents in all the ways that a servant or an employee, you know, would take care of the person he works for. It sounds a little strange. It sounds like 2 separate things. And it may be echoed, it's not echoed in the Gemara, but it may be echoed in this understanding of the Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamos, Vavam and Aleph, in source number 6, we'll just say quickly, in the Gemara there, the father tells his son, you know, who's a Kohen, go into this Beis HaKvaros, become Tamei, which is a problem for a Kohen. Or, you know, don't return this Aveda. There's a mitzvah to do Hashavat Aveda. And the father tells his son not to do it. Okay, so the Gemara says, in that case, echoing what we've discussed already, Ishmael v'Tiro v'Shavat Tishmaru, why does the Pasuk say, fear your parents, but keep Shabbos? The answer is, Kulchem Chayavim Bichvodi. Because both your parents and you have to keep the Torah. So therefore, if your father tells you, your mother tells you to violate the Torah, the halacha is you don't have to do it. Now, the Ramban here has an interesting point. Says the Ramban in source number 7. V'im tomar, v'halo mikevon sha'omar lo aviv chamor achar behemtecha zehu kvodo. Says the Ramban, isn't it the case that if your parent tells you, you know, to bring an animal, that's the mitzvah of kibud av va'em. So Ramban says, not really, or not necessarily. He says, ein ze ikar kavod, ela ma she'amru b'kiddushin, ei zehu kibud, ma'achilu mashkehu, malbishehu, ma'anilo, etc., etc. Says the Ramban, it's not really, it's not in the list. Remember we saw the list in the Sifra that the Ramban quoted the 6 things? So says the Ramban, what are those 6 things? They are v'chol davar sheyesh lo hana abo. The mitzvah of kibud av va'em, the narrow mitzvah of kibud av va'em is those 6 examples and or, you know, something very much like it, which gives your parents hana, physical pleasure. Aval amar lo la'asot davar she'ein lo hana'a shel klum, ein ze kibud she'amra Torah. Amazing. Says the Ramban, but beyond that, if it's just a question of obedience, he said that's not the narrow definition of kibud avaim that we learn in the Torah. So what the Ramban sets up, which I would suggest, or I will suggest, is also pshat in the Rambam, is this two parts of kibud avaim. The first part is physically caring for your parents. Okay, that's the mitzvah d'oraisa, physically caring for your parents. Then there's a broader idea, and the broader idea is being obedient. The broader idea is putting on your sweater, you know, your sweater when your mother tells you to. So the Ramban says, I'm not telling you that's not the mitzvah asay of kibud avaim, but it's not the core mitzvah. Because if it doesn't have anas she'en lam anas shel klum, ein ze kibud she'amra Torah. That's not the narrow definition of kibud avaim that the Torah says. Now, how do you understand this? So we'll see in a minute, but I'll just share now. The theory is as follows, that there are two parts to the mitzvah. One is the regular mitzvah of honoring your parents. But the real mitzvah is what we would call hakarat hatov, or what achronim call piraon hachov, repaying a debt. And here the pshat is as follows. Says the Ramban, the core mitzvah in the Torah is repaying a debt. Your parents dressed you and fed you and covered you and took you in and out. Therefore, kibud avaim requires you to do those exact things in return for what they did to you or for you. Yes, it's more broad than that, and being obedient, and you know, if your mother tells you to run around the block or whatever, says the Ramah, I'm not telling you that that's not part of the mitzvah, but that's not the core mitzvah min HaTorah. The core mitzvah min HaTorah is based on piraon hachov. It's based on doing exactly for your parents what they did for you. The other part is something different. And I think you could probably say the same thing in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Maamarim, back in source number 5, quoted the 6 things that give physical comfort to your parents. And then he said, in addition, u'mishamsho bishar hadvarim shamshim mishamshim bo. And then you have to do all the other things. But it sounds like the Rambam also has 2 different parts to the mitzvah. One is the core part, the physical support that your parents gave you, you now give back to them. And in addition, you have to be obedient. The Chinuch seems to say something similar. The Chinuch is always beautiful. Source number 8, Mishar She Mitzvah Zo, says the Chinuch, She'ra'uy lo la'adam she'yakir v'yigmol chesed l'misha asa imo tova. Says the Chinuch, what is the core rationale for kibud avaim? I think he's saying it. It's hakarat hatov. Your parents did these things for you. You have to do it back. V'lo yihye navalu mitnaker v'kafuy tova. And you shouldn't be literally, you know, a disgusting person who makes himself, you know, scarce, who makes himself like a stranger and rejects the goodness that his parents did. He says, shezo midah ra'ah u'me'usah b'tachlit lifnei Elokim v'anashim. This is as debased a character trait as a person could have. V'sheyitena libo, ki ya'av v'ha'em heim sibat heyoto ba'olam. Now he gets back to the God part. Also, you have to realize, they brought you into the world. Va'al kein be'emet ra'uy lo la'asod lem kol kavod v'chol to'elet sheyuchal. You have to honor them in any way possible. Ki heim heviyu la'olam. Gam yagiyu bo kama yigiyot b'katnuto. And here he hints at the thing we've been discussing. When you were little, your parents really took care of you. Physically took care of you. And therefore, when you recognize the truth of this proposition, right, it works opposite. If you look at your parents and say, I have an obligation to honor my parents because of what they did for me, they brought me into the world, they cared for me, he says immediately you'll understand that you have the same obligation vis-a-vis God. You can't see, you know, the way we started in the Ramban was, you see, you have to honor God, And a subset of that at some point becomes your parents. The chinuch turns it on its head and says, no, when you recognize that you owe a debt of gratitude to your parents, you'll understand immediately that you owe that same debt of gratitude times whatever to God. Shehu sibato v'sibat kol avotav ad olam harishon. Right? God brought your parents into the world. V'hotziyu la'avir ha'olam v'sipeik tzarcho kol yamav. God was there the whole time. God gave you your soul. Because without a nefesh, we'd be animals. And that's what God did for us. So if God did it for us, you know, we owe him the same or more honor than we would owe our parents. Right? So we have both sides. And we started with a discussion about it. Is it Beinom L'Chaveru, Beinom L'Makom? Clearly, the answer is yes. And one increases your understanding of the other, and the reverse. Our connection to God allows us to see the debt we owe our parents, and seeing the debt we owe our parents forces us to acknowledge the greater debt that we owe to God. And now the Meshech Chachma says it almost explicitly in source number 9. What's it? Zarki Amru B'Yerushalmi. Dekavod Av Have a Mitzvah Kala. Yerushalmi says it's easy to honor your parents. Why? Dehu kipriat ba'al chov avor tirchatam umizonam. Because if you have any level of intelligence, you'll recognize that you owe them. It's nothing more or less than a debt. V'lachein omar af ba'ofen she'avicha v'imecha azavucha. Now we get to the other point. What if you had bad parents, God forbid? What if they abandoned you? So says the Meshech Chachma, no, even if you had bad parents, v'lo gidlucha gam kein techabdeim ka'asher tzivcha Hashem alokecha. Says the Meshech Chachma, going back to the pasuk in Va'eschanan, pshat is, why is the clause there, ka'asher tzivcha Hashem alokecha? Because you owe this obligation, God is commanding you, so that if, God forbid, you're in a situation where you don't feel a debt of gratitude to your parents, maybe because it's not even true. Nevertheless, there's a mitzvah ben olam lamakom of honoring your parents. And now the Meshech Chachma says something I think is really amazing. I don't know if it's inspiring, but it's amazing. He says, "What's kasher tzivcha shelokecha ba midbar?" What does it mean that God commanded us in the midbar to honor our parents? So he says it should be understood more broadly than that's the location of the command. He says, Shesham lo haya torach gadol al ha'avot bigidul b'nehem. It was not a big deal to raise children in the midbar. Ki man haya yored min ha'shamayim. Okay, baby food fell. You didn't have to go anyplace. You didn't have to do anything to feed your children. Umayim mi be'er, the water came. You didn't have to go to the store. You didn't have to go to the tap. Ubasar mislav, and the meat came. Veheanan hayam migahetz malbushehem. You didn't have to change their clothing. You didn't even have to wash them. Maybe you didn't have to change diapers. The anan would clean everything. He said it was pretty easy to be a parent in the midbar. Uvechalzot sivcha Hashem lechaber avicha v'imecha kein ta'aseh ledor acharon. Yes, nevertheless, God said, you have to honor your parents. And so it has to continue from generation to generation.
Ellie, yeah. if Chalila then a parent dies young, so you never can really be Mekayim, the mitzvah of keep it Ave'im as you're defining it.
I don't want to say that, but I don't know what else to say. I'm just reading the sources. I suppose you do your best your whole life. But you know, maybe in the narrowest sense, there's some truth to that. I thought about it a lot. And by the way, I started thinking about this only when it dawned on me that for the first time in my life, I'm being mekayim, the mitzvah of kibud av ha'em in the narrowest sense. The halacha, look, either I'm completely wrong, or everybody's always known this. I don't know. Okay, how else does it play out? So look at this Rambam. We'll do it quickly. In source number 10. The Rambam, still in Mamrim, says, "Afilu haya." Second line with the cursor is "Afilu haya aviv rasha ubal averot." Yeah, your father's a bad guy. Mechabdo umityare mimenu. You still have the mitzvah of kavod and Mora. Now, the problem is, the Tur quote, well, the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Tur, quotes the Gemara, this is, seems completely wrong. Uparech, v'alav osem ma'ase amchahu, perush, ve'ein chayavim b'chvodo. I, you're not supposed to show honor to somebody who's a bad guy. He says, u'mishani b'sha'asa tshuva. The answer is no. That Gemara that the guy did tshuva. Alma calls man shalo asa tshuva, einam chayavim b'chvodo. Okay, if your father didn't do tshuva, you don't have to honor him. The problem is the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam doesn't make any reference to doing tshuva. That's in another place in the Rambam. Here he just says, you have to honor your parent even if they are a rasha u'bal averot. So how could that be? So there are people who suggest using our chiluk to answer the question of the Rambam. And that is, it could be that there's a distinction. You have to do the physical comforts for your parents, whether they were good to you or not, whether they're tzadikim gemurim or rishaim gemurim. But it could be what the Rambam is saying is, yeah, with respect to those six things, you have to be mechabed them. But with respect to everything else, with respect to obedience, with respect to listening to your mother, if she tells you to wear a sweater, et cetera, then the answer would be no. It doesn't matter in those cases. Then kibud avaim doesn't matter. Now, how would that play out, or what would that mean? So the answer is, if the mitzvah is piraon hachov, as we suggested, if you owe things to your parents for whatever, you know, because they did it for you, or that's just the core mitzvah, so you owe it no matter what. Nobody would claim if you borrowed $100 from somebody and then that person became a Mechal al Shabbos. So is anybody going to argue you don't have to give back the money because the guy's a Mechal al Shabbos? Of course not. So same thing here. With respect to that part of the mitzvah that's mandatory because it's based on Hakara Satov, or literally Pi Ra'on Achov, paying back, that's going to exist even if your parents are bad people. But with respect to the rest, perhaps that's not going to apply. And the Rambam separates them out for that reason. You could claim also that the mitzvah is split so that the physical comforts you're chayav unconditionally, but the other parts you're only chayav in if your parents ask you. So for example, if you knew that your parents didn't have food, the mitzvah would be you got to go there and feed them. But with respect to, I don't know, taking them to the park, well, maybe that's part of the same thing. I don't know, with respect to other parts, if they ask you, if they say, it would really be nice if you did X, Y, and Z, then you have to do it. But you don't have to check to see if they have concert tickets. Okay, you want to buy them concert tickets, that's a lovely thing to do, and I'm certainly part of the mitzvah. But it could be that if they tell you they want concert tickets, then you got to do it. But if they don't, you don't have to do it. Whereas whether they ask or not, with respect to food and clothing and those things, you're absolutely obligated to do. Okay, last thing before we run out of time, because we have to end in 4 minutes. There's one more halacha, which really does relate to the type of kibud avaim that I've been discussing, and is the scary part. And it's something I don't think you find in other mitzvahs. I can't say 100%, but I don't think so. Here's the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, Simon Reish Mem, Sif Dalet, the mitzvah of kibud avaim. Says the Mechaber, Ezehu Kavod, what we know already, Ma'achilo, Mashkeo, Ma'bishu, Mechasem, Ma'achnisu, Motzi, the big six. And now he adds something new. V'yitnanu lo b'sever panim yafot. You have to do it with a smile. You have to do it happily. Sha'afilu ma'achilo b'chol yom pitumot. Let's say every day you bring steak to your parents. V'hera lo panim zo'afot. But it's understood that you're fulfilling an obligation. Here it is. I have to do it. I'm doing it. Fine. He says, ne'enash alav, you get punished. That's a tough one. For me personally, it's scary. And I think this is where the mitzvah deviates from other mitzvahs. It's true. You want to take a lulav, you want to eat matzah, you want to hear shofar with the sense of closeness to God, with a connection to God. But I don't think anybody suggests that if you do it out of a sense of obligation, ne'enash alav. okay, misses Srichos Kavana or not, I don't know, there's a whole discussion there. But this is really scary. Here, even if you're doing the right thing, and Jackie, it really does sound here like you're talking about grown-ups. You know, it's hard to find situations where they're talking about kids or teenagers taking care of their parents. It sounds like exactly what we're discussing. You're doing these things, but if you don't do it out of a sense, you know, with a sense of love, I suppose, even though you feel completely obligated, as, you know, if anybody's had this experience, sure, you're obligated. Nanasha love. That's a scary thing. I really do. Okay, so just to quickly recap, you know, we saw that Kibud Av V'Em is the transition in Aseres HaDibros. We saw the Ramban say specifically it's the transition in that the way we're mechabed our parents is by modeling on the way we're mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We saw Kibud and Mora, just like Ahava and Yirah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We saw perhaps a distinction between the physical comforts that you give to your parents, which is the core mitzvah according to the Ramban, and the other stuff which we'll call obedience, which is not the core mitzvah, but obviously is part of it. You know, we saw the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the transition between Benon L'Chaver, Benon L'Orko in two directions. One is see your parents like God who brought you into the world, therefore honor your parents. And the reverse, when you recognize the debt of gratitude you owe your parents, which frankly is easier for us to recognize than that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then apply that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Okay, we then also suggested that there's two parts of the mitzvah, not just Ava and Yira, not just Benon L'Mokom, Benon L'Chavero, but repayment of the Piraon HaChov, Hakara Satov, the obligation we have to our parents because of what they did for us. And the second part, all these other things, all these other obedience things, I think we've shown that it exists in the Rambam, the two parts. You know, we've seen it in other sources, the Mashal Chachma as well. And finally, the last halacha, which is just the even more difficult part, but critical part, of trying to do it b'sever panim yafo, trying to do it with a sense of joy and a sense of gratitude to your parents. And not, you know, the scary line of the Mechaber there, you know, nashalav, if you don't do it, that's pretty bad. Okay, I have to end here. Yash koch to everybody. Shabbat shalom. And next week we'll get back to time.
Shabbat to you, Ellie. Thank you.
Shabbos. Thank you, Ellie. Okay. Is there going to be a shiur next Friday?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Right before Tisha B'Av?
You know, it's just a Friday. Okay. You don't have to come, but I have no reason not to give one. So,
you know. Shabbat shalom and chodesh tov.
Jackie, do you start like with mitzvos hayom on the Friday before? I don't.
No.
Okay.
Shabbat shalom. Thank you, Ellie.
Bye bye. Thanks.
Call to
Avis.
Sorry. I'll stop recording.